Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, I don't know what you didn't pick up, so I'm just going to leave a voicemail. And I guess my question is, I heard you went to the wrap party of Smelly Movie 3, and I was just curious, how did you, were you working the party? Were you catering the party for Smelly Movie 3? I just wanted to clear that up, because otherwise it does not compute, you know? Just, can you call me back and let me know how you got invited to this party, what you wore to this party, and who you talked to? Just want to know who you talked to at this party, because if I don't know, I won't be able to sleep. And it seems like you're probably sleeping right now. It's probably what you're doing, because otherwise you'd immediately pick up my phone call. But since you haven't, I'm just going to assume you're in a coma of sleep. So just call me back and we could talk about this. This doesn't have to end like this, you know? We can discuss this. All you have to do is let me know how you ended up at this party that I just heard about. Okay? Okay? Okay?
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me again, and I just had a thought. I was lying awake in my bed just thinking about you and this party, and I had an idea, and that idea was that you were there to clean up the garbage after everybody was done having fun, or I don't know, maybe you were, you know, eating the garbage after everybody puked in the garbage. I don't know. I just really need to know if you could just be so kind as to call me back and let me know what you were doing at this party. That would be amazing. Like, I would really owe you. Like, I might consider inviting you to my second wedding. I'm not sure yet, but that is on the table if you call me back immediately. I made you. I made you. Just tell me. Okay, I love you. We say that now.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, last try. you haven't called me back, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. I am not being unreasonable because I've been told I'm a very reasonable person by two people that I respect, who respect me. So you call me back right away, immediately. I'm not joking. I've texted you 20 times reasonably, in reasonable intervals, asking you in various ways how you ended up at this fucking party, and you have not told me yet. This has been the hardest 15 minutes of my life. Are you familiar with the term gaslighting? It's from this like comic book, I think, where Batman does things by gaslight instead of regular light, and the Joker drives him crazy with the way he lights streets or something. I don't know. I haven't read it. The point is that you're gaslighting right now by not calling me back and explaining to me how you ended up at the party without me or at all. Without my permission, okay? Like, who even are you right now? I don't know who you are. Like, I know we just met and we almost never talk, but I feel like you're a stranger to me. I will never know how to trust another person after this unless you call me back right away, okay? You will ruin all of my future relationships if you don't call me back, okay? It will be your fault, and I will hold it against you. And I will tell everybody about nothing because you will be dead to me, and I do not talk about people that don't exist. Okay, bye. I love you.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me. It's the morning. I just realized what I've done, and I just want to say I take backsies, okay, to everything. Everything's erased. Everything is copacetic. Buongiorno. Okay, namaste. I think we're good. So, Smelly Movie 4 just wrapped, and I would like to go to that rap party. I did have a bit role in it, but I wasn't invited, and I didn't even know they had just completed shooting. I thought they would let me know, and they didn't, and that's fine. And I know, I guess you're apparently friends with everybody, so I just thought maybe you could put in a good word up. Okay, love you. I still love you. Okay? Even in these unprecedented times. Okay. I think we're done here. And bon voyage. Good luck. I wish I were you. Bye.
Frenemy was written by Anna Rubinova, Adam Bozarth, and performed by me, Anna Rubinova. And it was based on nobody in particular. Hope you liked it. Bye. Love you. We say that now.